Now, the rest of the story. In my possession is a collection of art, paintings, illustrations. It's a real night gallery. The titles are innocuous enough. The Triumphant Smile, The Lips of Earth. Here's one, Man in the Hand of Nature, and so forth. But these designations are deceptive because in each case, the artistic concept can only be described as monstrous. The Triumphant Smile, for example, that depicts a Mongolian head decapitated and stuck on a lance and smiling. Man in the Hand of Nature shows a tiny naked human standing in the palm of a colossal horned goat-legged woman. Together, these artworks comprise a montage of grotesquerie worthy of Francisco de Goya, and yet the collection of monsters that we are discussing were created by an American artist of the 20th century and a woman. Her name, Rose O'Neill. You'd have to say Rose O'Neill is a Renaissance woman. Testimony to this is the wealth of sculpture and paintings, illustrations, poems, novels which survive her. Rose was born in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, 1874, the daughter of a bookseller. She taught herself to draw, was already winning prizes for her pen and ink sketches at the age of 14. 20 years and two unsuccessful marriages later, Rose began her most serious work. And as though some terrible, inevitable force were being unleashed from within her, each of the expressive forms that Rose chose was laced with the bizarre, the grotesque, the monstrous. Rose published four novels, The Loves of Eddie, The Lady in the White Veil, Garda, The Goblin Woman. There's also a volume of poetry called Master Mistress, a couple of statues, The Fauness and The Embrace of the Tree, and yet in no art form was Rose O'Neill so distinguished as in her illustrations. Having lived and worked both here and abroad, Rose was acclaimed by French and American art critics. In 1906, her pen and inks were exhibited in the Paris Salon, a genius, some said. 15 years later, in the spring of 1921, another show in Paris, this time at the Galerie de Vambanzay, awestruck by the portrayals of titanic and demonic figures, art lovers began musing over their inspiration. What darkness must lurk in the soul of Rose O'Neill? In 1922, New York's Wildenstein Galleries gave an O'Neill exhibition. By now, her reputation in the artistic community was that of a monster maker. Her works became known as the Monster Drawings. The vein of terror she struck has also been called something else, her secret art. Because today, it's now 46 years after her death, Rose O'Neill's most monumental artistic achievement, her gothic novels, her mystically sensual poetry, her monstrous illustrations have all but been forgotten. And remembered about her instead is a comparatively small, though no less significant accomplishment, something created by Rose O'Neill as a commercial artist in the 1909 issue of the Ladies' Home Journal? The Ladies' Home Journal. Contemporary art critics and art lovers very rarely anymore ponder the monsters of Rose O'Neill. But now neither they nor you will ever forget her, because there was a ray of sunshine counterpart to the macabre, because Rose was also the illustrator-creator of the cherubic angelic Cupid doll. And now you know the rest of the story.